请打开神的话。
Let's turn to the Bible.
列王记下第十九章。
Second Kings chapter 19.
请弟兄姐妹用你习惯的语言来读。
And let's read in your own language.
但是我们一起把这一章圣经读一遍。
But let's read the whole chapter once together.
一、二、三，开始。
When King Hezekiah heard this, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord. He sent Ephraim the priest.
你听得见吗？重来。
And let's start over.
请帮忙念大声一点。
And let's read louder together.
1, 2, 3, go.
西西家王听见，就撕裂衣服，披上麻布，进了耶和华的殿，使架在以利亚敬和素敬。去见亚密斯的儿子。And this is what has been said.This day is a day of distress and rebuke and disgrace, as when children come to the point of birth and there is no strength to deliver them. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the field commander, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to ridicule the living God, and that he will rebuke him for the word the Lord your God has heard.Therefore pray for the remnant that still survives. When King Hezekiah's officers came to Isaiah, Isaiah said to them, Tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid what you have heard. Those words with it, underling of the king of Assyria have blasphemed. Do not be afraid what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me.Listen, I am going to put such a spirit in him that when he hears a certain report, he will return to his own country. And there I will have him cut down with the sword. Now Sennacherib received a report that Tekara, the sheriff's king of Egypt, was marching out to fight against him.So he again sent messages to Hezekiah with his word, saying to Hezekiah, King of Judah, Do not let the God you depend on deceive you when he says Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. Surely you have heard what the king of Assyria have done to all the countries, destroying them completely.And will you be delivered? That the God of the nation that were destroyed by my forefathers delivered them, the God of Gaza, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Edom who were in Tel Assar, where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city Sepharvaim, or of Hannah and Ebal? Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read.Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before that Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord, God of Israel, enthrone between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to the word of cherubim. Listen to the word.Sennacherib has sent to insult the living God. It is true, O Lord, that the Assyrian kings have laid waste these nations and their land. They have thrown their gods into the ground and destroyed them. For they were not God, but only wood and stone, fashioned by man's hand. Now, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms of earth may know that you alone, O Lord our God.Then Isaiah, son of Amos, sent a message to Hezekiah. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I heard your prayer concerning Sennacherib, king of Assyria. This is the word the Lord has spoken against him. The virgin daughter of Zion despises you and mocks you. The daughter of Jerusalem tosses her head as you flee. Who is it you have insulted and blasphemed? Against whom have you raised your voice and lifted your eyes to the ground? Against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have kept in solitude, O the Lord, and you have said, with my nation chariot I have ascended the height of the mountains, the utmost height of Lebanon. I have cut down its tallest cedars, the choicest of its pines. I have reached its remote parts, the finest of its forest. I have dug wells in foreign land and drunk the water here. With the sole of my feet I have dried up all the springs of Egypt. Have you not heard? Long ago I ordained it in days of old, and now I have brought it to pass that you have turned profaned cities into piles of stone. Their people drained of power are dismayed and put to shame. They are like plants in the field, like tender green shoot, like grass sprouting on the river, scorched before it grows up. But I know where you stay, and when you come and go, and how you rage against me, because you rage against me, and your insolence have reached my ears. I will put my hook in your nose, and my bit in your mouth, and I'll make you return by the way you came. This will be the sign for you, O Hezekiah. This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year will what springs from that. For the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyard and eat their fruit. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below the bare fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The seal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter the city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter the city, declares the Lord. I will defend the city and save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000. In the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and stayed there. One day while he was worshipping in the temple of his god Nisra, his son Adrammelech and Shavasan cut him down with the sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded his
king.
And let's have more prayer. Heavenly Father, what a glory it is.
你的百姓可以坐在你的脚前,
that your people can sit before your feet.
可以听见你要对我们的心所说的话,
and able to listen to what you are going to say to them.
我们求你开通我们的耳朵,
we ask you to open our ears.
拿去我们心里的骄傲,
and take away our pride.
好让你的话,
so that your word can enlighten us, so that we can see how great you are, so that we can see your glorious beauty, so that our hearts can be willing to bow before your feet. Our prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
如果熟悉圣经的人,
so for those who are familiar with Bibles,
就知道这一章圣经是一个极深的黑夜,
so you will know that this is a very dark night.
因为北国已经亡国了,
because the northern country has been destroyed.
他们被掳走了,
they were captured.
南国所有的坚固城,
and the southern countries were already also attacked.
现在就剩下耶路撒冷,
So now what's left is Jerusalem.
重兵围困。
And they were surrounded by armies.
如果你还记得十八章说什么？
So if you remember chapter 18,
基本上十八章亚述王的将军就站在耶路撒冷城的前面，告诉他们说：“醒悟吧。”
So in the chapter 18, the soldier, the commander of the Assyrian armies are standing in front of Jerusalem and tell them to be awake.
先威胁。再利诱。
So they are threatening the Israelites first and then tempting them.
他的威胁不是没有根据。
So there is no, it's not baseless for their threat.
一个一个附近的国家都已经被他们搞定。
All surrounding countries were already defeated by them.
你犹大国，你要依靠耶和华。
So the country of Judah wants to depend on Jehovah.
你现在就剩下耶路撒冷。
You, what's left is only Jerusalem.
你还有多少可以吃的东西啊？
How many food left for you?
不错，你耶路撒冷是易守难攻啊。
So of course Jerusalem is a good city to, for defending.
但我不用攻你啊。
But I don't need to really attack you.
我等你们饿死。
I'll just wait for you to starve.
因为你里面不能种稻子啊。
Because you cannot plant.
你有多少东西可以跟我熬？
So how many things you can delay this?
估计。
So in the estimate.
要不了多久，你们就要吃牛粪了。
Not too long, you are going to eat the shit.
这是大将军给他们的威胁。
So this is the army commander gave them.
不但威胁。
Not only threatening them,
还有利用,
but also to use them.
你只要投降了,
you just need to surrender.
要地有地,
then you will have your land.
要葡萄园有葡萄园,
you will have your vineyard.
要吃的有吃的,
you will have your food.
要喝的有喝的,
you will have your water.
啥都可以搞定,
you will be in place.Be taken care of. Isn't that good?
西西家真的是走投无路。
Hezekiah has no way out.
那弟兄姊妹，我告诉你。
So let me tell you.
读圣经的人叫做这叫做真正的黑夜。
So the one who really know to read the Bible knows that this is the terror of the night.
走投无路。
That there is no way out.
很多教会也在黑夜里。
A lot of churches are in a terror of the night too.
走投无路。
They have no way out.
很多家庭在黑夜里。
And a lot of families are also in the terror of the night.
走投无路。
They have no way out.
很多人属灵的光景在黑夜里。
And a lot of also the spiritual status of a person is also in the night.
走投无路。
They have no way out.
极为可怕。
Such a terror.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？But do you know？
十八章的时候，西基家已经走投无路。
In chapter 18, Hezekiah already had no way out.
但是西基家那个时候还不认为自己走投无路。
But at that time, Hezekiah did not see that he has no way out.
啊，你如果读过以赛亚书
，If you read the book of Isaiah。
啊，你就知道西西家还是有点本领的。
Then you will see that Isaiah also is quite powerful.
他去找埃及。
He went to 找
是 Egypt.
He went to Egypt for help.
读圣经的人都知道埃及代表什么
？So do you know where is Egypt?
世界。
Egypt represents the world.
埃及有埃及的方法。
Egypt has their own way.
埃及有埃及的道路。
And Egypt find their own road.
弟兄姐妹，知不知道埃及人从来不靠天吃饭
？Do you know Egyptians? They never depend on
因为埃及那个地方不下雨的。
They never depend on weather because it doesn't rain over there.
它一年的雨非常少。
Very little rainfall.
埃及靠什么吃饭？
So what do they depend on?
靠尼罗河。
They depend on the River Nile.
所以埃及人的眼睛是不看天只看地的。
So the eye of Egyptians, they don't look to the heaven, they only look to the earth.
这叫埃及。
And that's called Egypt.
今天很多教会活在埃及。
A lot of churches are living in Egypt nowadays.
用的所有的方法都是世界的方法。
They use all the worldly methods.
不看天。
They don't look to the heaven.
不想神的心意是什么。
They don't look for God's will.
只想我的需要是什么。
They only seek what they need.
西西家不只是会依靠世界。
So Hezekiah not only know how to depend on the world,
西西家还可以依靠自己啊。
But Hezekiah also depends on himself.
他有他的丰富。
He has his own abundance.
耶路撒冷被围了。
Jerusalem was surrounded.
西西家就到圣殿里面去。
Hezekiah went to the temple.
你猜他去圣殿干什么？
What do you think he went there for?
去祷告是吧？
Did he go there to pray?
不是。
No.
他去把圣殿里面黄金、白银、宝石，所有贵重的东西全部拆过来。
He destroyed all the precious gold medals.
送给亚述王。
And he sent it to the king of Assyria.
因为他以为亚述王拿了他的好处。就会放过他。
Because he thought that a king of Assyria would take the precious treasures and left.
今天很多人以为我们里面也有一些丰富。
So a lot of people think that we have something in us.
我们有一点本领。
We are capable of something.
我碰到有一个弟兄曾经，我碰到两个我觉得最特别的弟兄。
I met two very special brothers.
一个是老弟兄。
One is an elderly brother.
这个老弟兄正儿八经地看着我。
And this brother seriously watching me.
他说刘弟兄啊。
And he said, Brother Liu.
我们有尼托生全集还需要什么呢？
We have the full serious chapters of Watchman Nee books. So what else do we need?
哪里需要查圣经？
Do we need to still look at the Bible?
哪里需要去跟人家请教？
Do we still need to receive other advice?
另外一个弟兄也很了不起。
And another brother is also very smart.
他跟我说。
And he said to me.
你有病。
Something wrong with you.
他说我有病。
And he said, I am wrong.
我说你为什么说我有病？
And I said, why you think I'm sick?
那你为什么去找一些讲道的弟兄，要叫他们训练，要他们好好的学怎么讲神的话
？Why are you seeking at the brothers and telling them to learn God's word and training them how to preach？
信主几十年的人什么不懂啊
？After being Christians for so many years, what would you not know？
丰富啊
，abundant。
所有这些丰富的人。在极深的黑暗。
All of these people who think they are self-sufficient are living in the darkness.
但是很大的悲哀是什么？
But what's so sad about?
很大的悲哀是你用世界的方法。
And the sadness is that you use the method of the world.
你用你自己的聪明。
You use your own wisdom.
你用你自己的丰富。
You use your own abundance.
你依然在。极深的黑夜。
You are still in the deep darkness.
这是十九章的故事。
And this is the story of chapter 19.
西西家把所有他可以干的都干完了。
Hezekiah has done all he could.
死路一条。Dead end. 他没有地方走。
He has no other way out.
没有出路。
There is no way out.
怎么办？
What can he do?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
他这一次来到圣殿中。
This time he came to God.
跟上次不一样。
Unlike last time.
这一次披麻撕裂衣服。
This time he wore sackcloth and tore his clothes.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经里面一个人披麻撕裂衣服代表什么？
When the Bible mentioned about someone who tore his clothes and put on sackcloth, what does that mean?
痛苦。
That means they are in pain.
极深的痛苦。
In deep pain.
是伤心欲绝的。
They are so sad to the end.
但是披麻撕裂衣服并不等于悔改。
But tearing clothes and put on sackcloth doesn't mean they repented.
圣经里面有不少人又披麻又撕了衣服，没有悔改。
Many people in the Bible who tore the clothes and put on sackcloth, but they did not repent.
但是我们在这里发现
，But here we found out.
十八章里面的西西家王
，The Hezekiah in chapter 18,
因为听到了亚述王那个将军的辱骂。
Because of hearing the insulting word from the general of Assyria,
那些辱骂让他醒悟过来。
It awoke him.
让他看到自己的无知可怜。
And show how innocent he was and how pity he was.
所以他真的悔改。
So then he was shocked.
你怎么知道他悔改了呢？
How did you know that he repent?
不是只有他撕了衣服穿上麻衣。
Not only by tearing his clothes and putting on sackcloth.
你看第四节。
But you look at the verse 10.
Verse 4. 第四节里面他用了三个词。
He used three terms.
那三个词里面第一个词叫极难。
And the first one is.
Distract. 这个词跟悔改没有直接的关系。
It's not related to repent.
第二个词是责备。
And the second one is rebuke.
第三个词是凌辱。
And the third one is ridicule.
后面这两个词。
The two words.
在圣经中都有。从神而来的管教的意思。
In the Bible, it had a edifying meaning from God.
诗篇一百四十九篇第七节，何西阿书五章第九节。
In the Book of Psalm, 149:7,
Hosea chapter 5:9. 你不需要去看。
We don't need to turn there.
我要告诉你的就是，现在西西亚知道。
I just want to tell you that
here. 他碰到这个极深的黑夜。
I just want to tell you that Hezekiah has faced this terror of the night now.
是神的管教。
Is a discipline from God.
是神的管教。
Is a discipline from God.
他披麻撕裂衣服。
He tore clothes and put on sackcloth.
向神承认。
And he admitted to God.
这是你的管教。
That this is your teaching to me.
并且告诉神说，我是没办法。
And finally, he told God that I have no way out.
但是弟兄姊妹，你如果读前面这八节的圣经
，But if you read the first eight verses of this chapter.
你注意到一件非常宝贵的事情。
Then you will see something precious.
那就是在一个真正悔改的人的心目中。
That is in a person who truly repented.
他这个时候最在乎的不是他自己。
What he cares most is not himself anymore.
他不是跟耶和华讲说耶和华完蛋了，我的国家就要亡了，我这个王就干不成了。
He is not there to cry that, oh, my country is going to be destroyed and I am not going to be king anymore.
他不会像很多教会里的人最关心的是我的孩子怎么办。
And a lot of churches people are concerned about what happened to my children.
我的婚姻怎么办。
What happened to my marriage.
有些弟兄姐妹最关心的就是我的钞票怎么办？
And some people were worried about what happened to my wealth.
我不是说那些不重要。
I'm not saying those are not important.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果在你的心中那些是最重要的，
But if those things are the most important for you,
你就在极深的黑暗中。
Then you are in this deep darkness.
西西家悔改。
Hezekiah repented.
你看他跟耶和华祷告的时候。
You can hear the prayer he had to the Jehovah.
他在一到八节里面，他所关心的是什么
？Verse 1 to 8, what did he concern about?
是神的名。
Is God's name.
是神的荣耀。
Is God's glory.
第四节。他用了一个很特别的字。
Verse 4, there is this special term.
辱骂。
Ridicule.
这个希伯来字。
In the Hebrew.
是大卫面对巨人哥利亚的时候所用的字。
It was used when David facing this giant, Goliath.
大卫面对哥利亚的时候，他用了你羞辱耶和华的名。
When David was facing the giant Goliath, he said, "You ridicule my God's name."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
当你真的悔改
，When you truly repent，
神的名
，God's name，
神的荣耀
，God's glory，
才是你最终极的关怀
，Will be the most concerned for you。
如果你关怀的不是神的名
，If you care about something else other than God's name，
而是其他的东西
，But something else，
原谅我告诉你一件事。
Forgive me telling you this.
你还没开始悔改。
You have not repented.
你的黑夜还长着呢。
Your darkness is still long to go.
那当然，我们也看到西西亚来祷告可不是信心满满啊。
So you will also see Hezekiah's prayers is not full of faith yet.
他可是说，也许，可能。
He came as maybe, could be.
但是一个真正悔改的人，他有另外一个非常美丽的特点。
For a true repentant person, there is this special character.
就是他知道他需要别人帮忙。
That he knew that he need help from someone else.
这几十年我在世界各地好多不同的教会服侍。
So many years I was traveling among churches.
今年现在才七月。
Now it's in July.
我大概加起来不到一个半月的时间在 New Jersey.
So maybe I adding up the time in New Jersey, not more than a month and a half.
其他的时间我在亚洲，我在欧洲，我在美洲，很多各个不同的地方。
All other days, I was in Asia, Europe, and other countries.
我服侍很多的教会。
I serve many churches.
我服侍很多的家庭。
And I also serve many families.
我也服侍很多服侍教会的人，还有一些年轻人。
And I also serve a lot of youth.
我发现当一个教会一个家庭一个领袖一个年轻人在黑暗里的时候
So when I realized that when a church, a leader, a youth, when they are in darkness
他们最大的特点
The most special characters happen
就是他们认为他们自己不需要帮忙
That is when they felt that they don't need help
我可以搞定
I can deal with it
有一对夫妇
There was a couple
他的老婆已经自杀了。
The wife has suicide.
被救回来。
But was survived.
照讲这个老公啊。
So the husband.
应该是非常乐意的来求救了。
Should be very willing to receive help.
他们教会的带领的同工跟他说，你去跟刘弟兄谈一谈。
So the leading brothers are willing to talk to him.
刘弟兄十年才来我们这里一次啊。
Our brother Leo came here only once every 10 years.
因为我上次去他们教会讲到十年前了。
Because when I came last was 10 years ago.
你知道那个弟兄说什么？
And you know what happened to that brother?
不用麻烦刘弟兄。
Oh no, no need to bother him.
我搞得定。
I can deal with it.
他搞得定。
He can deal with it.
我去过有些教会真的很黑暗。
I have seen so many darkness church.
瞎子在领瞎子。
It's like a blind person touching the elephant.
然后他们中间有人说，哎，要不要跟刘弟兄谈一谈，我们教会应该怎么做？
And some brothers mentioned that, hey, do you want to speak to brother Liu?
问题在哪里？
To find out where is the problem.
他们的负责弟兄说。
And the responsible brother said.
不要麻烦刘弟兄。
Oh, no need to bother him.
我们搞得定。
We can deal with it.
年轻人是一样。
And same thing for the youth.
一个人真的悔改。
When a person truly repent,
他知道他搞不定。
He knows that he cannot deal with it.
他会找人帮忙。
He will seek help.
西西家知道他搞不定。
Hezekiah knows that he cannot deal with it.
所以他要去找先知以赛亚。
So he went to seek the prophet Isaiah.
以前以赛亚跟他说话，他是耳边风。
In the past, Isaiah talked to him and he did not listen.
但是西西家走到今天，他知道黑夜已深。
But to this day, Hezekiah knew that the darkness of the night came. If he did not repent, then there is no way out.
所以他说，去找以赛亚吧。
So he went to seek Isaiah.
请以赛亚帮个忙。
And then he asked Isaiah for help.
帮我们祷告祷告。
And help to pray to the Lord.
那你知道以赛亚真的够意思。
And you know Isaiah, he's very special.
我如果是以赛亚。
If I were Isaiah.
我基本上说不必了。
I would tell him no need.
你们这种人替你们祷告什么呢？
Why should I pray for you like this?
以前跟你讲多少遍都不听。
How many times I spoke to you and you never listen?
以赛亚没有。
But Isaiah did not do that.
而且以赛亚真的跟神的关系超好。
And Isaiah has such a good relationship with God.
你知道那些跟神关系不好的人的特点是什么？
So you know what is the special characters of the people who does not have good relationship with God?
就是你祷告来祷告去，你不知道神的心意是什么。
That is, you keep praying and you still don't find the way of the Lord's will.
听懂吗？
Understand?
一个人跟神的关系好。
When you have good relationship with God,
他知道神在想什么。
Then you will know what God is talking.
他知道神喜欢什么。
And you will know what God like.
他知道神不喜欢。
And you will know what God do not like.
以赛亚跟神关系可好。
Isaiah has good relationship with God.
所以以赛亚没有跟西西家派去的人讲说，就多嘛得。
So Isaiah did not tell them to get lost.
给我三天，我禁食祷告。
And Isaiah did not say, "Give me 3 days to fast and pray."
没有。
No, he did not do that.
以赛亚很简单。
And Isaiah is very simple.
我不知道为什么今天有一些教会有一种很奇怪的迷信。
I don't know why there is this myth among churches nowadays.
他们以为一个人要祷告很久了，就表示这个人很属灵。
They believe that someone has to pray for a long, long time to be spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，一个人需要祷告那么久，是因为他跟神关系实在太糟糕。
Let me tell you, if you have to pray that long, long time, you might not have good relationship with God.
你跟神关系好，为什么要祷告那么久呢？
If you have good relationship with God, why should you pray so long?
你知道清清楚楚，你知道神的心。
Clearly know you know God's voice.
所以以赛亚就告诉他。
So Isaiah told them.
安心啦。
Be peaceful.
没事的。
Don't worry.
我没有时间 仔细地讲这章圣经。
I would not be in detail with this chapter.
所以我们现在不是开快车。
But we are not speeding.
我们不是坐高铁。
We are not on a fast train.
我们现在上飞机了。
We are on airplane.
我们要一下子就要跳到这章的结束。
We are going to jump to the end of this chapter.
简单的讲。
And in simple word,
以赛亚告诉西西家好多宝贵的应许。
Isaiah told Hezekiah a lot of precious promises.
有没有？
Isn't it?
有吧。
Yes, there is.
好了，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
想一想。
Let us think.
这三个老兄回来跟西西家讲说，王啊，没事了，安心了，回家睡觉吧。
The three officers came back to Hezekiah and says, oh, don't be worried.
我们现在有耶和华神的应许。
Now we have promises from Jehovah.
你还怕什么呢？
Why are you afraid?
那我要你想一想啊。
So let me ask you to think about this.
如果你是西西家。
If you are Hezekiah.
你走到城墙上去。
You walk to the top of your wall, city wall,
瞧瞧
and look at it.
撤军了没有？
Did the army left?
没有
啊。Not yet.
耶路撒冷城里面走一走。
And walk around Jerusalem.
到处看到的是什么？
What would you see around?
哀鸿遍野。
Sorrow and pain.
没。死亡笼罩着整个的城市。
Death is covering the whole Jerusalem.
明天可能城就要被攻破。
Tomorrow the city may be besieged.
可能大家都没命。
Maybe everyone was going to lose their life.
你是西西家。
You are Hezekiah.
你睡得着觉吗？
Can you sleep?
你睡得着觉吗？
Can you sleep still?
哎，弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
请问以赛亚给西西家的应许好不好
？Was the promise from Isaiah to King Hezekiah good？
好不好
？Was it good？
坦白告诉你，好到不行。
Actually, it's so good.
Could it be better?
Could it be better?
没有更好的应许了。
There is no better promise than this.
但弟兄姊妹，我问你一件事。
But let me ask you.
对西西家人。
To Hezekiah.
他这个手拿到的是耶和华的应许。
He, on one hand, he has the promise of the Lord.
他这个手所看见的是残酷的事实。
But the other hand, see the realities, the cruel realities.
对吧？
Isn't it true?
黑夜中极深的恐惧在他的手上。
The terror of the night is in his hand.
他要相信哪一个？
But he has to believe.
那弟兄姊妹，我问你。
And let me ask you.
神今天给你的应许，
The promise God,
比西西家的应许多还是少？
The promises that God gave you nowadays, is it more than Hezekiah?
不敢讲。
Are you there to answer?
还是有人知道多的话。
Or you know that it's more.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神给我们每一个教会，
Brothers and sisters,
给我们每一个家庭，给我们每一个属于他的孩子的应许，多到不行。
The promises that God gave to our church, our family, our marriage is more.
但是我们是不是也同样的面对着许多非常可怕的黑夜？
But are we also still facing a lot of terrible nights?
那问题你要问你自己。
So this is a question for you.
你要相信哪一个？
Which one you are going to believe?
你要相信神的话？
Are you going to believe God's word?
还是你要相信你面对的残酷事实？
Are you going to believe the horrible truth?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个时候怎么办？
What should you do at this time?
这个时候怎么办？
What should you do at this time?
再回去走走老路。
Are you going back?
靠时间。依靠 depend on the Lord?
Oh, to depend on the Lord?
The war.
Oh, to depend on the war? Oh, to
靠
depend
你自己。
To depend on the world or depend on yourself?
靠你的丰富。
Depend on your
richness? 你的经验。
Your experience?
这个时候你怎么办？
What should you do now?
那弟兄姊妹，西西家怎么办？
So what did Hezekiah do?
再祷告。
He prayed again.
祷告。
He prayed more.
西西家的祷告。
Hezekiah's prayer.
十四节到十九节。
Verse 14 to 19.
你们有时间自己去读。
So you can spend time reading it yourself.
这个祷告三个段落非常清楚。
This prayer has three sections very clear.
第一个段落是对谁祷告。
First is praying to who?
第二个段落是诚实的诉说自己的光景。
And the second phrase is honestly telling what is the reality right now.
最后才是仰望神的怜悯。
And the third phrase is to look upon God's mercy.
我要强调的就是
I want to emphasize this.
为什么他花那么多的篇幅去说明他跟谁祷告。
Why he spent so much time pointing out who he is praying to?
因为我们是在坐飞机。
Because we are now riding on a plane.
我简单的告诉你。
I'll give you a simple version.
他对着神的称呼。
The calling, the way he called God.
是说明他对着神的认识。
Represents how much he knows about this God.
这一位神不是遥远的神。
This God is not far, far away.
这一位神是可亲近的神。
This God can be close to you.
二基路伯上面的是施恩座。
And next to the cherubim is the throne.
It's the throne of grace.
It's the throne of grace.
因为这位神是创造天地的神。
Because he is the God who created the world.
他有极大的智慧。
He has a great power.
他有极大的能力。
He has great ability.
他的聪明不可测。
His wisdom cannot be measured.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
祷告要有信心。
You have to pray with confidence.
Faith.
Pray with faith.
信心从哪里来？
And where does faith come from?
信心不是自我催眠而来。
Faith does not come from self-persuading.
我有信心，我有信心，我有信心。
You just keep telling yourself, I have faith, I have faith.
你还是没信心。
But then you still don't have faith.
信心是从你对神的认识而来。
Faith comes from how much you know about God.
认识神越多。
The more you know about God.
信心就越大。
The more faith you will have.
认识神越多。
The more you know God.
跟神的关系就越实在。
The better relationship you have with God.
我不知道遇见多少人。
How many people I met?
当他的教会在黑夜中。
When their church is in darkness.
当他的婚姻在黑夜中。
When their marriage is in darkness.
当他的孩子在黑夜中。
When their children are in darkness.
当他自己属灵的光景在黑夜中。
When their spiritual status is in darkness.
他们都要求一个方法可以解决他们的问题。
They want to seek a way to resolve their problems.
但是我一直告诉他们。
But I keep telling them.
我说要解决你的问题只有一个方法。
There is only one way to resolve your problems.
是你先让你跟神的关系好。
That is to build up the relationship between you and God.
你先跟神关系好了，什么问题都会解决的。
When you have good relationship with God, all these problems will be resolved.
但是我不知道看过多少教会的领袖们就不相信我的话。
But I saw many leaders of churches do not listen to what I said.
把他们所有的精力时间就是要解决问题。
They spend all their time and energy on how to resolve things.
结果一个问题还没有搞定，他们解决问题的方法制造了更多的问题。
So one problem did not get resolved, but the way that they tried to solve the problem created another problem.
不知道多少丈夫、多少妻子要做什么事来挽救他们的婚姻。
How many husbands and wives want to do things to save their marriage?
但是他们自己跟神的关系十万八千里。
But they don't have relationship with God.
他们越做越糟糕。
The more they did, the worse they become.
西西家的祷告。
The prayer of Hezekiah.
告诉我们一个最关键的概念。
Told us the most key concept.
这个是我女儿教我的。
And this is something I learned from my daughter.
我女儿当年去中国宣教的时候，
My daughter went to China for missionary.
在那里折磨了好多年。
She was tortured for many years.
她回来，我问她说：“女儿，你学到什么？”
After she returned, I said, "What did you learn?"
她讲了一句话。
She told me one thing.
有关系就没关系。
Anything that matters does not matter.
没关系就有关系。
Anything does not matter actually matters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你知道吗？
You know?
这句话在你面对黑夜的时候是最重要的一句话。
This word is so important when you are facing darkness.
你跟耶稣好就没关系。
When you have good relationship with Jesus, then this is not a big deal.
你跟耶稣关系不好就是有关系。
When you don't have good relationship with Jesus, then it becomes a big deal.
就是很多麻烦。
Just like that.
而且麻烦会越来越多。
And then you are going to have more and more trouble.
不要再把你的精力浪费在事情上。
Do not spend your energy on matters.
先把你跟神的关系，你跟同工的关系搞好。
First, fix the relationship you have with God and with co-workers.
那才是正路。
And that is the right way.
他的祷告
His prayer
还有好多的功课要学
There are more lessons from it
譬如说
For example
他在祷告中清楚地告诉神他关心的是什么
In his prayer he clearly told the Lord what he is concerned most
有一个年轻人，他学到一点这方面的功课。
There was a young man who learned this lesson.
他后来每一次我听他祷告。
Every time I listen to his prayer.
他都是在说主啊，为着你的名啊，为着你的荣耀。
Oh Lord, for the sake of your name and for the sake of your glory.
后来我发现。
And then later on, I found out.
他是用神的名和神的荣耀来解决他孩子的问题。
He used God's glory and God's name to resolve the problem he has with his children.
我就告诉他。
And I told him.
我说年轻人。
A young man.
你以为神这么好忽悠？
You think God can be cheated so easily?
如果你跟他的关系不是真的到一个地步，你心中真正关心的是他的事，不是他来解决你的问题。
If your relationship with God is not so good to a point that you care only about God's glory and name, but to use him to resolve your own personal issues.
现在的人胆子真大。
Nowadays, people are bold.
一般的弟兄姊妹胆子已经很大。
And brothers and sisters, all are bold.
想尽办法叫上帝听话。
And they will use many ways to ask God to be obedient.
要叫上帝为我们服务。
So that God will serve us.
最可恶的是讲道的人胆子也这么大。
But the worst thing is the one who preach also be so bold.
我想要做什么？
What I want to do.
我就用上帝的话来压你们。
Then I will use God's word to suppress you.
我要利用上帝。
I'm going to use God.
要满足我的心意。
To satisfy my will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那不叫祷告。
That's not called prayer.
西西家的祷告是祷告。
Hezekiah's prayer is true praying.
因为是真心的。
Because it's from the bottom of his heart.
我飞机快要降落了。
So now the plane is going to land.
神对着西西家的祷告怎么回应呢？
How did Lord respond to Hezekiah's prayer?
神对着西西家的祷告的回应有三段。
There are three sections of his reply.
第一段是从二十节到二十八节。
Verse 20 to 28 is the first part.
是神对着这个亚述王和他的将军的傲慢。
This is a reaction of the Lord to the insolence of the king of Assyria and his general.
二十九节到三十一节。
Verse 29 to 31.
是神对着他的百姓的灰心有的回应。
It's the reaction to the to God's people of God disappointment
of the people of God. 三十二节到三十三节是神对着神百姓的恐惧的回应。
32 to 33 is what God wants to tell the people who are afraid.
西西家的这些大将军
The generals of Hezekiah
亚述不是西西家亚述的将军
The generals of Assyria
亚述的王
The king of Assyria
他们是何等的狂妄自大
How arrogant they are
那神怎么回答这样狂妄自大
And how did God react to this arrogant people?
你读那段圣经，你发觉非常有趣的。
It's very interesting when you read this passage.
是神说，你难道不知道吗
？God said, "Don't you know?"
你难道没听说吗
？Have you not heard?
你所有能够干这件事，是我很早就计划好叫你干的吗
？What you are able to do now is something that I planned for.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
神。对着人的骄傲的回答
The reply from God towards man's arrogance
是告诉人说
is to tell man
你的骄傲就显明出你的无知
Your arrogance show your naive
我再说一遍
And let me repeat
你的骄傲
Your
arrogance 就显明出你的无知
Your arrogance reveal your ignorance.
神的百姓非常的灰心。
People of God are disappointed.
他们 so discouraged 到一个地步，他们担心没有饭吃。
They were so discouraged to a point that they are afraid to starve.
神鼓励他们。
But God.Encourage them.
他们害怕神叫他们不用害怕。
They are so afraid that God will tell them not to be afraid.
这是我们的神。
And this is our God.
然后最后一段。
And the last verse.
黑夜的恐惧。
The terror of the night.
一个晚上。
In one night.
一个天使。
One angel,
十八万五千亚述的兵就变成了尸体。
185,000 armies men became corps.
历史学家告诉我们，亚述当时的军队应该超过30万。
The historian told us maybe the Assyrians' army should be over 300,000.
你可以想象。
So then you can imagine.
他们前一天晚上可能还在那里喝酒。
The night before they were still drinking, maybe.
可能打扑克牌。
They may be playing poker.
如果是美国的军人，可能在那边玩 frisbee。
And the American soldiers may be playing Twitter.
一个晚上。
But only one night.
应该过半的人变成尸体。
More than half became dead.
你如果是活着的。
And if you are the survivor.
你看到这么多尸体。
And you saw so many dead bodies.
你会干什么事？
What would you do?
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
会吗？
Would you?
夹着尾巴可以走人了吧？
You might be so frightened that you want to escape.
这正是大将军带着他所有还活着的兵干的事。
And this is what happened to the general. They broke camp and withdrew.
趁早走人。
And they left ASAP.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你或许会问，
You might be asking.
当撒玛利亚城被围困的时候，
When Samaria got surrendered,
神一个人都没有杀。
God did not kill anyone.
就让他们听到一点打仗的声音，他们全都跑光了。
Just to let them hear the sound of war, and they left.
旧约的神在这里，为什么这么残忍，一口气杀了185,000？
So why is this God in the Old Testament so cruel to kill 185,000 men?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这不过是一个 shadow of what will come.
This is only a shadow of what is going to come.
所有嘲笑耶和华的，
Anyone who mock at the God, at God.
所有不相信神的，
Anyone who do not believe in God.
所有不把神的话当话的，
Anyone who do not listen to the word of God.
将来的死亡比这185,000人还要悲惨。
The future death is more horrible than this.
最后几节基本上告诉我们一件重要的事情。
And the last few verses told us something important.
神说的话每一句都会应验。
God's word will come true.
虽然花了20年。
Even though it spent 20 years.
他们从哪条路来，从哪条回路回去，是一夜之间。
They came, they returned the way that they came. This happened in one night.
但是亚述王一定要被刀杀死。
But king of Assyrian will be killed by sword.
是20年以后才应验。
Happened 20 years later.
他不可以病死。
He did not set time.
他不可以出车祸死。
He cannot die from accident.
他不可以说别人射一箭把他就射死。
And he cannot killed by a arrow.
他必须死在刀剑下。
He has to be cut down by sword.
因为那是神说的。
Because this is what God said.
神说的每一句话。
Every word that God said.
都会应。
Will come true.
你相信吗？
Do you believe this?
我们祷告。
And let's have prayer.
天父，我们把你自己的话交在你的手上。
Heavenly Father, we put your word into your hand.
求圣灵用着这些话改变你自己的百姓。
May Holy Spirit use this word to change your own people.
带我们从黑暗的恐怖中出来。
Bring us out of this terror of night.
让我们活在你的光中。
That we can live under your light.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。